We're going to be talking about the finale of Big Brother 27 for a long time. In fact, I think we're just going to be talking about Big Brother 27 for a long time. I think now that we can look back on this season in retrospect, we can enjoy it for the lovable mess that it was now that we know who the winner was going to be. And it was the best possible outcome for a season that had little to no strategy. It was only right that the only real Big Brother player in the house is the winner, as Ashley Hollis beats Vince by a vote of 6-1. And you could tell that Vince was very much convinced that this was his best chance to win. When Ashley cut Morgan, he even said that him against Ashley is a blind shot from half court. It was not a blind shot from half court. Ashley had this pretty pinned down, and Vince was pretty much dead in the water. You could kind of tell from the jury questions and how pointed they were at Vince. But there were points in this episode where it looked like, hey, Vince may have a better chance to win than we may think. This finale, man, was one of the best in a long time. It literally had all of the things that you look for in a great finale. It had drama. It had a all-time Vince crash out, a do-or-die final HOH for the eventual winner. And the only thing that ruined it was Julie cutting them off every time that they tried to answer a jury question. And before we get into this finale, make sure, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not already, to hit that subscribe button and click that bell icon. We talk reality TV on this channel. Now that Big Brother 27 is over, we're going to be diving into the finale recap here. We still have the season recap. We'll still have the player rankings. And we obviously are talking Survivor on the channel right now. So subscribe for all your reality TV needs. So let's start things off just talking about Ashley winning part two of the head of household. I feel like we don't really need to talk about Morgan winning part one because that part was obvious, but Ashley winning part two was so perfect to make this final HOH between her and Morgan a real showdown and a real must win for Ashley, because this was, I think, really the only way that Ashley would have won the game. Morgan says that she would have cut Vince, but I feel as though the way that the jury reacted to Morgan being the final juror and everything that they had to say to Morgan, I still do feel like Morgan would have edged out Ashley, even if she still did have such a composed and great arguments for why she should have won the game against Morgan. However, I mean, maybe if Morgan dropped the gamer bomb and Ashley dropped her lawyer bomb and people were like, did she really think that the gamer thing was as cool as a lawyer thing, you know? And maybe then she could have convinced some people to vote the opposite way, but it did seem like they were still going to give Morgan the game over Ashley at that point. So this was a must-win game. This was a must-win head of household for Ashley. Although, you know, the big story here is that Ashley won this competition. Really, the best part of all of it was Vince crashing out and throwing really a conniption fit, giving really his all-time crash out here. This was about as good as a TV show was going to show us of Vince crashing out in the moment, and I enjoyed it, and I thought it was pretty good. I mean, he had no idea. He didn't even go back to read the prompt at all, and he's like, it's fucking right. I don't know what I'm doing. And at the very end, Ashley comes up to tell him in just a nice sweet voice, like, it was order of elimination, not days, Vince, you silly goose. And you just saw his soul leave his body. That crash out doesn't really matter, you know, as much. It's still fun to watch, but obviously Ashley still ends up taking him to the end. And, you know, if I'm Vince, I just would think, like, you know, to come at this like a lot better, especially just after the season that you've had and after all the things that you've gone through. Like, I just think, you know, crashing out at this moment, there's just so many better ways you could have attacked this than to just have a full-on temper tantrum. I mean, that's Vince. And throughout the whole week, Ashley did a great job planting seeds about how it was going to be a toss-up between Morgan and Vince. It was, and if she brought Ashley to the end, she would have it on lock. And that wasn't necessarily true, as we saw with the votes with Ashley and Vince. If Morgan took Vince to the end, I don't even think that he would have got one vote. I think that would have been a clean sweep W for Morgan at the end. I think Morgan and Vince were going to continue to argue all night long, despite anything that Ashley does. But the fact that she can plant seeds and really change her mind about what she's going to do at the end and have it not be the right move for her speaks volumes about Ashley. It speaks volumes about her gameplay and really shows that she is and she was the only player that was in that house that was truly playing a Big Brother game. You know, Vince playing Big Baby and Morgan was just playing the competitions. You know, Ashley was in there actually playing Big Brother and she winds up getting the win at the end of the day. Great job by her planting those little seeds, and she was doing it all week, and she's been doing it actually 4 weeks, getting Morgan to think that she couldn't beat Vince at the end. And we hear from Morgan at the very end say that she would have taken Ashley and she would have cut Vince. So that's all Ashley doing that work. And you know, who knows if we got to that point, Ashley would have had a pretty compelling argument because she would have been able to say like, I convinced her to do this. I planted seeds. This is all intentional, but you know, we'll never get there. And you know, this final two was still kind of interesting up until we got the vote reveal. So let me get to the jury roundtable, which was kind of nuts. And I don't know if production did this on purpose to kind of give us a false sense of security or a false sense that Vince had a chance. I came away from this thinking that Vince had the most nice things said about him and most people saying that he played a good game. Cody Calafiore is like, raise your hand if you think Vince played a good game. And a majority of the people raised their hands and said that Vince played a good game. And it really seemed like Rachel was the one that was leading that train of Vince played a good game. Don't be bitter. Respect the game that Vince played. It's kind of funny because Rachel was his biggest defender after he kind of caused her downfall. And then kind of comparing him to Dr. Will and Dan was kind of wild. And really, I came out of that thinking that Ashley was the least likely to win. I really was, you know, this jury roundtable. And I mean, oftentimes these kind of things don't really matter, but they at least usually often do give you an accurate look into what the jury is thinking. And at that point in time, I really thought that Ashley had the least chance of winning the game. And it really only seemed like Ava was the only one that was rooting for her at the time. So I was pretty nervous for her when we got to the actual finale and we got to see Rachel and we got to see her reaction to Ashley in the final two chairs with Vince. I think we got to see her true colors. She couldn't hide those at all. And it wasn't really Rachel saying, you know, we can't have a bitter jury. We can't not respect Vince's game. She was kind of leading the charge of everybody being super proud and super happy to see Ashley in the final two chairs. And perhaps the final HOH competition was one of the deciding factors for some of these people to give Ashley the game, because she dominated this HOH competition. It was one of the most dominant final two HOH performances that we had ever seen. We only got to 5 questions and Ashley had beat Morgan by a score of 4-1. I don't think anybody in the world could have predicted that was going to happen. But when you look at the logistics of all of it, I mean, Ashley, all she was doing was napping, planting seeds. And all Morgan was doing was arguing with Vince all night long and only had like 3 hours of sleep. So, I mean, Morgan was sleep deprived in what was the biggest moment of her entire life. So, yeah, I mean, she made some key mistakes and she lost it and she fumbled it. Ashley took advantage of it and she beat her fair and square. And I mean, Ashley beat Vince and Morgan, the two, you know, the unstoppable force and the immovable object that, you know, nobody could get past, nobody could get over. And Ashley, you know, without a doubt, the best strategist and the best Big Brother player of the season, planted seeds to where Morgan would have cut Vince. Not only did she beat him comp wise, but she really ran circles around them strategically. It was just nice to see that she was in a 2-on-1 situation pretty much, and she really kicked the shit out of him. It was fun. It was cool. It was great to see Ashley Hollis dominate this situation here. When Morgan came out as the third juror, the jury's jaw was on the floor, and that's kind of why I thought that if it was Morgan and Ashley, I think they would have had a hard time voting for Ashley because they were shocked to see Morgan come to the jury. So I do think if it was between Morgan and Ashley, it would have been close, but I still think that Morgan would have won. So this was a huge, huge HOH win for Ashley. And really, you still, like I keep saying, you have to give her props strategically for all the seeds that she planted. You know, she had that in her back pocket, but she didn't need it because she won in a competition. She beat the toughest duo back to back because she was messing with their mind pretty much. It's not the only reason that these two were staying up fighting all night was Ashley, but there was a chunk of it that was Ashley. I mean, Morgan was straight up arguing with Vince and feeding Vince these direct lines that Ashley gave Morgan. The jury questioning segment was dumb. Julie interrupting every time that Ashley said anything was so dumb. I understand that they're doing this for time constraints, but goddamn, it was so annoying. Like, it really, I know it wasn't pointed, but it felt pointed. Like, Ashley had all these well thought out answers and she was trying her best to give these answers. And then Julie's like, okay, that's enough. And then she's like, remember, you guys have a chance to do a final speech. Don't blow your load all in one question. And it's like, Ashley, you know, isn't really blowing her whole load as she would show later on. She had an answer for every single question, and she killed Vince in this portion of the finale. I mean, she really had an answer for all the questions that they gave her. Granted, a lot of her questions, if not all of her questions, were pretty much layups, but she still did a good job during this segment compared to Vince. But Julie, man, I mean, we did not need all of that time just for the mastermind segment. It was so annoying. Just let him talk, cut the jury, cut the mastermind segment. The problem with Vince was that he was getting dogged on, as he should have. And people were asking why he played such an emotionally manipulative game, and Vince just struggled to own his game. It was horrific to see, and, you know, eventually he kind of came to the realization that he had to do that, and he did a little bit of owning up to his game, but not a lot. He had some just real snafus during this segment. I mean, he got laughed at by Kelly when he was answering a question while he was answering one of Kelly's questions that she asked. I mean, he forgot what the question was. It's not that he had a chance anyway, but I mean, this was not a good look, and Vince didn't have a good look this whole finale either. I mean, he had Morgan and Ashley who had their finale dresses on, and then he had Vince who had slides and sweatpants and a sweatshirt on. This guy must have thought he was either dead in the water or he truly didn't have a finale outfit because he didn't even put one on. And it's like, you've been a fan for 10 years and you don't even have like a suit or like a shirt that you can wear for the end of the game. Like, this is just so annoying, Vince. Come on. The final speeches were also good from both parties. I honestly felt like it wasn't close at that point, mostly because of how pointed the jurors' questions were. I still thought Ashley had this on lock. But Vince did deliver a pretty passionate, pretty solid final speech that I was like, well, if he was going to convince anybody, it was going to be during that final speech. But oftentimes those speeches don't matter, and Ashley also killed it. So, but this was Ashley's game. She was never going to let go of it. Ashley was always going to win. So, and we figured out why Julie kept cutting them off the whole time. They had like a 5-minute package on who the mastermind was, which was Jesse, Frankie, and Eric Stein. It was fun to see Eric Stein back. I was hoping that this was going to lead into like a shorter season of Big Brother or something, but you took time from the actual gameplay, the actual finale of your own game. Like, come on. But again, as far as Ashley goes, who is now your winner of Big Brother 27, I mean, she played such a fluid game after being the biggest target in week one, and the way she navigated the end game was a masterclass. I mean, it's one of the best end game runs that we have seen from any individual player in a long, long time. She is a great winner and earned every bit of her 6-1 win over Vince, and I think the casual audience will not really understand that or won't ever really see it. Her work that she did was behind the scenes and the show just did not want to show it. And a lot of what she did strategically, I guess, just wasn't that flashy. I mean, she kind of hid behind meat shields. She co-created the judges. Just a lot of stuff that, while is a great way to get to the end, isn't the most flashy thing. And it's not Vince crying every 5 seconds. So it's just stuff that just wasn't going to make it onto the television product. She was without a doubt the best Big Brother player that was on the season. The only problem that she had were the competitions, and it didn't even end up mattering because she won the final HOH when it mattered most, and she cut her biggest competition, and she took the goat to the end, and she let that goat be slaughtered as she won 6-1. I mean, I'm very impressed with Ashley, and I'm very impressed with this win. I'm not sure where I rank Ashley as a winner as of right now, but my thoughts at first are high. It's a different type of win that we haven't seen in years. The closest thing I can compare Ashley's win to as of right now, and it's not really the same thing, but it just kind of reminds me of Andy Heron in a way, just the way that she was edited, at least, because she was just so under the radar in terms of being a winner. Steve is another good one. I see that a lot, just in terms of edit and style of win. Vince was never going to win because he just wasn't prepared. His answers were bad, and he didn't even have a finale outfit. His stance on Ashley cost him, and to have the image of him and her in the final two after putting her up on week one was cinema. He was so shocked that she did so well. And although that Vince was never going to win, and he was truly a weasel and truly hard to watch this season, he was the main character of Big Brother 27, and he brought a lot to the show. And I'm glad that he was on the season. I'm glad that he was there all the way to the final whistle, because he did make this season what it was for the most part, or he at least helped, and he made it so damn entertaining. And he gave us such a fun final too, and such a fun story for the end game. And you got to give Vince credit for that, without a doubt. Alrighty, guys, and that was my Big Brother 27 finale recap. Like I said in the beginning, got a couple more Big Brother 27 videos lined up before we stop talking about this season, so make sure you stay tuned for those. Thank you guys so much for watching, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.